A Jewish Journal article. China embassy deletes tweet depicting U.S., Israel as Grim Reaper. The Chinese embassy in Japan deleted a tweet depicting the United States as the Grim Reaper with a Star of David Scythe. Washington Examiner reporter Jerry Dunleavy caught a screenshot of the tweet, which contained a cartoon showing the Grim Reaper going door to door to various Arab countries. The Grim Reaper is donned in American flag paraphernalia while holding an Israeli flag scythe drenched in blood. The South China Morning Post reported that the tweet had the following caption in Japanese. If the United States brought democracy, it would be like this. The Post noted that the tweet was deleted after various Japanese Twitter users accused China of hypocrisy, although none of them noticed the classic anti-Semitic tropes with the inclusion of the Star of David on the Grim Reaper's scythe, according to the Post. There are no accidental tweets by senior Chinese diplomats, Associate Dean and Director of Global Social Action Agenda Rabbi Abraham Cooper said in a statement to the journal. Classic ugly attack on the U.S. and Israel. The true Grim Reaper is the Chinese communist regime and its crimes against its own citizens. Insulting and frightening that Beijing deploys anti-Semitic imagery. Cooper expanded on his thoughts in an interview with the journal, stating that the image was akin to the imagery that the Soviet Union promulgated during the Cold War to demonize Israel with classic anti-Semitic images, which included making allegations that the Israelis were like the new Nazis. Sound familiar? The implication of what the Grim Reaper stands for. That is a horrific statement, and to be deployed by someone carrying the name of an embassy of China in a democracy, that guy should be fired and sent back to Beijing. He added that the Wiesenthal Center hopes that the tweeted image doesn't mean that China is going to start dabbling with anti-Semitism for whatever political or geopolitical reasons there might be. Leora Rez, director of Stop Anti-Semitism, similarly said in a statement to the journal, "We are not surprised to see a Chinese government Twitter account espouse anti-Semitism while it simultaneously is operating modern-day concentration camps with their Muslim minority citizens." Table senior writer Yair Rosenberg tweeted, "Israel is a tiny country the size of New Jersey, but you'd never know it from how many people are obsessed with it and absolutely certain it is responsible for everything terrible in the world." Former New York Democratic Assemblyman Dov Hyken, who also heads the Americans Against Anti-Semitism watchdog, also tweeted, "China has unsurprisingly publicly joined the side of Jew haters."